Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to this Monday of the second week of Easter. Actually, it's very important to be able to say that, because in these days, everything is so fast, so quick, over, done with. Oh, divine mercy. Oh, yeah, that is the Sunday after Easter, isn't it? And now this is the Monday after that, and you say, well, divine mercy's over. Divine mercy is never over. The great feasts of the church are never over. They take a particular day to commemorate or to honor or to exalt something that the Lord has done for us. But it never ends. God is the fullness of life. In Him there is no death. There's no limits. God wants us to receive His mercy. Brothers and sisters, He wants us to know it and to live in it, not presume it, but to open your heart and ask for it and know that as a son or daughter of God, you will be heard. Pope Benedict said this about the Feast of Divine Mercy, and I want to mention this before I go ahead to the readings for today. Every year in celebrating Easter, he says, we relive the experience of the first disciples of Jesus, the experience of the encounter with him risen. The Gospel of John tells us they saw him appear in their midst in the upper room on the evening of the very day of the resurrection, the first day of the week. That day, later called the Lord's Day, was the day of the assembly of the Christian community, which gathered for its own devotion. That is, to the Eucharist, a new form of worship, which from the outset differed from the Judaic worship of the Sabbath. Indeed, the celebration of the Lord's Day is a very strong proof of Christ's resurrection, for only an extraordinary and overwhelming event could have induced the first Christians to begin a form of worship that differed with regard to the Jewish Sabbath. Then, as today, Christian worship is not only a commemoration of past events, nor even a specific inner mystical experience. Rather, when we worship, it is essentially an encounter with the risen Lord who lives in the dimension of God beyond time and space and yet becomes really present in the community, speaks to us in the sacred scriptures, and breaks the bread of eternal life for us. It is through these signs that we relive what the disciples experienced, that is, the event of seeing Jesus, and yet at the same time of not recognizing him, of touching his body, a real body, and yet free from earthly bonds. What the gospel says is very important, that namely, that Jesus, in his two appearances to the apostles, gathered in the upper room, repeats several times the greeting, peace be with you. God's gift of peace, says Benedict, is a radical gift. It's a radical gift. It's the gift that Jesus alone can give because it is the fruit of his radical victory over evil. For all these reasons, he says, Blessed John Paul chose to call this Sunday after Easter Divine Mercy, with a very specific image, that of Jesus' pierced side from which blood and water flowed, according to the account of an eyewitness John. However, Jesus is now risen, and the paschal sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist flow from him who is alive. Those who receive them with faith receive the gift of eternal life. Dear brothers and sisters, says Pope Benedict, let us accept the gift of peace which the risen Jesus offers us. Let us allow our hearts to be filled with his mercy. In this way, with the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who raised Christ from the dead, we too can bring these Easter gifts to others. May Mary obtain this gift for us. Let this whole week, you didn't just celebrate divine mercy yesterday. Let this be a week of celebration, rejoicing in the mercy that God has given you, and then extend it. Give it away. Give it away. Because you'll be giving Jesus Christ. And the reward to you will be 100-fold. Don't ever doubt that. God is generous beyond price. He is generous to us beyond price. Let's take a look now at the readings for today in this second week of Easter. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 23 to 31. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests, this is after they have been released from prison. Remember, they're grabbed again and again and again. And this is one of the times when they were taken off to prison. But after their release, they went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats, because they know they're being threatened. Take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness, as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." So here they are. They see what's going on. They've just been released from prison. They know it's not the end of the suffering. They know there's more to come. And so, Lord, take note of their threats. And then what do they ask for? Not get us out of here, enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness, as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. We're going to keep right on doing what you have taught us to do, Lord. Help us, enable us to speak your word with all boldness. They're not going to back down. What about you and me? What would we do in that situation? If I were just back from prison, would I stand up and do exactly what I had been taken to prison for? They did. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. Psalm 2. Take time to pray through Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples utter folly? The kings of the earth rise up and princes conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. That's what's going on all the time around us, brothers and sisters. He who is enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord derides them. In anger, he speaks to them. He terrifies them in his wrath. God will proclaim who he is, brothers and sisters. In that day of judgment, you will know beyond the shadow of a doubt who he is. Right now, in many ways, he chooses to speak through us. How ready are you to speak when it's very unpopular? To stand before God as his disciple when people could attack you? Ask God for grace and ask God for wisdom. Ask God for grace and wisdom. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. Draw nearer and nearer and nearer to him. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He's really talking ultimately about baptism. And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" He's asking a question. He's asking it from a position of the earth. How can this happen? And Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do it not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above." In other words, we have to be born into life in Christ. That's what baptism does. We have to be born into eternal life in Christ. We're not meant for here, brothers and sisters. This is but the first stage of our lives. Do you understand that? This is only the first stage of your life. And if you follow the Lord and repent when you fail, you're going to live forever. That's not a fairy tale. It's the reality. Jesus says here, you must be born from above. You find your life in him. You find your life in the grace that he imparts to us in the sacraments. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. We can't see the Holy Spirit. We can't calculate what he's going to do or where he's going to go. He's speaking, Jesus is speaking, in that time when the wind comes, you don't know where it comes from or where it goes. And he says, so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. I participate in, I'm not the origin. I'm not the source of life. God is. And God's Holy Spirit is given me that I might come eventually to union with the very source of life, the essence of life, God. That's what I'm born for. I'm not born to die and disappear from the face of the earth and that's all there is. That's not my destiny. Jesus came back to life to show us that he could lead us to eternal life. Are you willing to follow him? But I mean really follow him. That means you really do stand behind him and follow him. Or you walk with him. Don't get out ahead of him. He makes some surprising turns sometimes in our lives. Follow him. Walk beside him. Brothers and sisters, God wants to impart life to us in a way that you and I can turn to others and extend that life to them. Not because we have it, but because we know where the source of eternal life is, and we can point the way, and we can introduce them, and we can lead them. One by one. I've seen it happen everywhere, in restaurants, in bars, in parks, everywhere, in homes. Open up your heart. Speak of God to others and draw them as he draws you closer and closer to himself. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.